If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby.
If I could turn back time. 55 years ago, last Monday, a Proton rocket was launched from the Baikonur Cosmodrome carrying a lunar lander called Luna 17. On the deck of Luna 17 was an eight-wheeled rover called Lunokhod 1. 5 days after its 1975 November the 10th launch, Luna 17 entered lunar orbit. After a further 2 days, on November 15, Luna 17 landed on Mare Imbrium, known in English as the Sea of Rains. Dual ramps were unfolded and the 756-kilogram rover rolled down one of those ramps onto the lunar surface. When the two-week lunar night fell, we all expected that Lunokhod 1 would not survive the night. But, as the NZBC reported, we were in for a surprise.
And the Russian moon vehicle Lunokhod 1 is back in operation after a two-week rest during the lunar night. The vehicle, which was propelled by batteries, entered a large crater from which it took photographs of the sun and of Luna 17, the craft which took it to the moon last November.
Note the error there. Lunokhod 1 was powered by solar cells, not by batteries. Well, controlled by remote radio control, Lunokhod 1 operated for over 300 days. Last contact came on 1971, September the 14th. As the mission neared its end, I began to record progress reports. This one from 1971, September.
Meanwhile, the Soviet automatic moon rover has been exploring the moon since last November. During the communication sessions, panorama pictures of various sectors of the moon's surface in the area of the Sea of Showers have been transmitted down to Earth from the self-propelled Lunokhod 1. For greater exactitude in surveying 3D, pictures were taken from several points during the rover's move. The Lunokhod has already covered more than 10 kilometers.
A few days later, this Radio Moscow report.
The Soviet moon vehicle has again started up after another lunar night. This was its 10th night. It has been exploring the moon since last November. Mission Control Center reports that radio contact continues to be good. The onboard systems are functioning satisfactorily, and the temperature in the instrument module remains at 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
Getting reports to air past the Soviet censors was a slow process. By the time I recorded this report on 1971, September the 28th, scientists were trying to re-establish contact with the silent rover.
Want to know the pressure and temperature in the instrument? The temperature of the room and in the heating equipment, the current, solar batteries, and the energy. Telemetrical reports are filling up with huge figures as the Lunokhod answers our questions. Launched only 10 months ago, all systems, appliances, and equipment on board are normally. This is indicated by the telemetered reports of the new lunar day. The pressure in the instrument section is within the normal range, and the heat regulating system is still maintaining normal temperature. A large part of the last lunar day's program was devoted to a detailed study of the further reliability of the lunar arm in various environments. Every passing lunar day has a further information on the state of this laboratory on the moon and the instrument equipped with. Important experiments have been done for using an automatic device over a long period of time. For the Lunokhod is the forerunner of future cross-country robots for exploring the path of the moon, the hot planet of Venus, and the mystery sea on Mars. This first Lunokhod is the prototype of future lunar rovers. Every lunar day, the automatic device turns on the moon confirms that the theories involved in disaster are correct. And what the workers and engineers who built the wonderful machine showed exceptional skill. So far, only the lunar has been working on the moon. But another envoy from Earth, the Soviet Union's Luna 18 automatic station, is already on its way to Earth. This country carries out its lunar program step by step according to time.
On 1971, October the 4th, the rover was officially declared dead. During 322 days of operation, Lunokhod 1 travelled 10.54 kilometres and returned 20,000 televised images and 206 high-resolution panoramas. In addition, the rover performed 25 soil analyses with its X-ray fluorescence spectrometer and used its penetrometer at 500 locations. Perhaps, dear listener, you have visited Sydney's Powerhouse Museum in Ultimo and seen the tub-like replica of the Lunokhod 1. Well, we've got a song about Lunokhod. It's by Vladimir Tsiolkovsky and Viktor Selivanov, both from the Soviet Union. And because most of you don't speak Russian, nor do I, this translation of part of the lyrics, it says, "The moon acquired 8 brand new wheels in the 20th century after the rocket appeared in the heavens."
Стрелки время отсчитали на часах, и ракета появилась в небесах. На Луну одним дыханием перенес век 20-й 8 новеньких колес. Стрелки кружат по орбите колеса, а мечта опять взлетела в небеса. Век 20-й любит дело чудеса, чудеса. Ты, земля моя, во все глаза гляди, завихрились пылью млечные пути. Может, это от тачанки огневой долетает до Луны порыв лихой. Стрелки кружат по орбите колеса, а мечта опять взлетела в небеса. Век 20-й любит дело чудеса, чудеса. Ускоряем мы движение веков, рассыпаются кометы облаков. Время новые названия дает, и тачанку заменяет луноход. Стрелки кружат по орбите колеса, а мечта опять взлетела в небеса. Век 20-й любит дело чудеса, чудеса. Колеса, а мечта опять взлетела в небеса. Век 20-й любит дело чудеса, чудеса.
Lunar Science. Thank you.
if the surface is fine and powdery, I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers like powdered charcoal to the sole and inside of my boots. But I can see footprint of my boots and the tread in the fine sandy particles.
Welcome to Lunar Science, the series in which we discuss the scientific investigation of the Moon and its environment in the Artemis era. Yes, the space show is pleased to announce a new 54-part series called Lunar Science. This is not about spaceships and astronauts. It is about the science to be done on and near the Moon during the Artemis project and the supporting unmanned missions. To find these programs, visit space.southernfm.com.au. Then scroll down until you see the Lunar Science link. Once again, Lunar Science is available online at space.southernfm.com.au.